This is so much nicer than most gigs ever do. I mean, in Scotland, it's still illegal for women to do this job. So when I started comedy, I used to walk on stage on a Friday night. It would be all stag parties. And I would say people would work out I was a woman very early on. And I could see the disappointment in their faces. I would walk on stage and all the guys would just fold their arms, devastated, as if to go, why is the stripper talking? I've lived in England nearly a decade and I've still never got that sort of anglicised accent that a lot of Scottish Londoners get, where you sort of make your accent a bit nicer. No. No thanks, sticking with this accent. Now, as a result, what a lot of my English friends like to do to me is repeat my accent back at me on a daily basis. I've got one mate, Hayley, she does it a lot. She was like, Fern, this is my impression of you. Hello, I'm Fern Brady. I was like, Hayley, this is my impression of you. Nick's leaving me. He's called off the wedding. Taking the dog. I don't even like dogs. Sorry, I'm not great with English accents. Can't quite nail the arrogance. It'd be great having a posh English accent, because like Boris Johnson, he's got a posh English accent and he can just say stuff and people go, seems reasonable, whereas I have to spend every day fighting for people not to assume I'm on remand for prison. Now, Toby Jugg was responsible for Brexit. He's one of the guys responsible for Brexit, which, by the way, I wasn't surprised when Brexit happened at all. A lot of my London friends were really shocked. They were like, how could people be so stupid as to vote against their own interests? I was thinking, have you met most people? Most people are idiots. I mean, every day I get on trains across the country and I watch most people repeatedly jab at the train door button, even though it's not illuminated. Oh, that has never, ever worked. Those people have the right to vote too, and there's hundreds of them. You think on that. I went to Belfast for a gig. Now, I love going to Northern Ireland because as a young person, it's the only way I can truly experience what the 70s was like. And I got a taxi to the show and the taxi driver asked what my job was. I stupidly told the truth. I said, I'm a comedian. And he went, a female comedian? I was like, yes, I'm aware they're illegal here too in the state of Gilead. Then he said, the funny thing is in Northern Ireland, all our females are comedians. I was like, I know, mate. My favourite one is the character act you have in your country who appears to be a butch lesbian masquerading as a straight woman in charge of the DUP. The most homophobic political party in the UK. I mean, Jesus Christ, Arlene, come out already. You don't know who the DUP are. They're a Northern Irish political party. They hate women and gay people, yet they're run by a stone butch lesbian who doesn't seem to know it yet. And gay marriage is illegal in Northern Ireland, and the DUP support this, and they always come out with fictional reasons against it, because you can never say the real reason you're homophobic, which is always, I really want to try gay sex. Because all vocal homophobes are gay in the end. It's just a waiting game. Vladimir Putin, biding my time for that one. Now, I've been doing material on Arlene Foster and the DUP being homophobic, and the DUP found out about it. And the way I found out about this was there was a newspaper story with the headline, DUP demand apology from comedian over gay jibes. They meant me. My first scandal in comedy, a big moment for any young comedian. Now, my agent, who I've said I'd be on good behaviour for, he was like, do not go on social media and say anything to the DUP. Stay off Twitter and Facebook. I was like, Chris, can I have one tweet? Just one tweet. He went, fine, you can have one tweet. I went on Twitter. I was like, I will apologise to Arlene Foster as soon as she licks my vag and looks disgusted. Of course, I'll say no more. I'm a very private person. Really annoyed me, though, because the way I found out about the story was a guy tweeted me. A guy had read my stand-up routine in the newspaper, always the best way to experience live comedy. And he tweeted me saying, "How dare you say Arlene is gay just because she's a homophobe? Butch lesbians are never a punchline. Stay in your fucking lane." Presumably meaning the heterosexual lane. Well, I'd been saving this up for some time. I said, "Mate, if I hate butch lesbians, someone needs to tell all the butch lesbians I've dated, because I'm a bisexual. Game, set, and match." I hate saying I'm a bisexual, right? Because I know people either hate us or they don't believe in us, but I love winning arguments on Twitter. So that was how I came out as a bisexual. If you think about it, this is how I'm coming out as a bisexual to my parents on television. Sorry, Mum and Dad. That's sweet of you, man, because it's rubbish being bisexual. We're the worst kind of sexual, because the nature of being bisexual is people don't believe in you. Like, when you're dating a man, people think you're straight. When you're dating a woman, people think you're a lesbian. And I can't beat this guy. See, when this guy on Twitter said, "You're not part of the LGBT community," I actually thought, God, maybe I do hate gay people. And I had to go, no, Fern, because you had gay sex that time with that woman and gay sex that other time with that woman. And very gay sex that time with the two women that made you feed their Rottweilers the next day. Which isn't a euphemism, by the way. But I can't beat this guy on Twitter because he had a go at me. Because I go out with a guy now, and you can never be demonstratively bisexual in a monogamous relationship unless I have a three-way, which I'm not doing with the guy I go out with now. He'd only embarrass me. Will you please stop crying? Put the kettle on or something. And my boyfriend likes to play devil's advocate with me over the bi thing. He was like, "Oh, well, a lot of people don't like bisexuals because they think you're going to leave for someone of the opposite gender." And I was like, "I have news for you, pal. Everyone leaves in the end, whether it's for a man or a woman or the sweet embrace of death. All love dies in the end." My boyfriend went, "It was a phase. What, dating women was a phase. You know it was a phase. You're with me now." I'm like, "Bitch, I pumped more women than you, which wouldn't be hard given you're an Irish man, you virgin." I only go out with Irish guys, right? I sometimes do a Narva. Oh, they're great, aren't they? Sometimes do Northern Irish as a palate cleanser, but it's not the same. Because I love how dirty their accents are, but once you get them in bed, they're all, "What's going on, miss?" Oh. Just like farmers in a porno or something. They've got sexual purity about them that is mwah. I was pumping this Irish guy once and he started coming out with all this dirty talk and I was like, "Ugh, this one's broken." That was so distasteful. The flip side of that innocence is they can be very misogynistic. And the last time I was in Northern Ireland, I was with a female friend and a drunk guy for no reason catcalled us. And he shouted at us, "I'd shag you up the arse and I'd shag her up the arse." And I was so offended. But then I thought, oh yeah, you'd have to in Northern Ireland because you still don't have legal abortion. Country. In Northern Ireland, they just have to pretend they love boat trips to Liverpool forever. What's that, Jenny? Off to Liverpool again, fourth time this year. Just love the Beatles Museum. I only go out with Irish guys and I don't date outside my class. I never date outside my class. I don't care if you think this is judgmental. Maybe you think that love crosses all boundaries. What about Kate Winslet and him out of Titanic? Well, I'll tell you what happens at the end of Titanic. The poor person drowns because the rich person is hogging all the resources. There was room on that wardrobe door for two and she just let him slip off and drown in the sea. Dating outside your class don't work. I've done it before. I went to a very posh university. I went to Edinburgh. Don't know if you know it. It's like Hogwarts. There's a lot of specky virgins and a lot of insufferable rich people. Now, I went out with a posh guy. I'm not having a go at posh English people. If any of you are in, I love how jolly you are. I love your limitless sense of entitlement. You're great. Posh Scottish people are the worst. They hate other Scottish people. I went with a posh Scottish guy. Should have known he was posh, because first off, his name was Lyle. No one where I'm from in Scotland has names like Lyle. I'm from a town called Bathgate, where everyone looks like they've been carved out of boiled ham and rolled around in stubble. Men and women. If you're a boy in my town, you get one of three names. You're called John, Paul, or John Paul. Good Catholic names. I feel really self-conscious in heels at this gig. I don't like wearing heels at gigs because I'm a pretty tall woman, and it was hard telling you I was bisexual earlier, but I also want to tell you I'm in an even more taboo relationship than that. I'm in a tally-smally couple, right? My boyfriend is tit height, shoulder height when he wears his little walking boots, which he sometimes does for a treat. It's awkward being this tall, man. There's a lot of tally-smally couples in Scotland. I mean, I get off a train at home, I feel like I've stepped into Gulliver's Travels. Oh, why is that child smoking? Oh, no, no, it's one of Glasgow's tiny wizened men. And I get mistaken for a guy a lot at home, and I didn't realise this was happening initially. Like, I got called sir in the supermarket, and I just thought, finally, people are showing me the respect I deserve. A big hands for a biological woman. Look at the size of that, man. Big hands. My boyfriend feels like he's being wanked off by a roofer. Sometimes we incorporate this into role play where I'm Snow White and he's one of the seven dwarves left alone. Grumpy, if anyone's wondering. Anyway, guys, you've been amazing. I've been Fern Brady. Good night.